The centerpiece of President Obama's climate policy faces a 10-judge panel. This is the Allegheny Front Environment Update. I'm Carol Holsapple. A federal appeals court heard arguments this week in Washington about the Clean Power Plan. That's the Environmental Protection Agency's rule meant to cut carbon emissions from coal and gas-fired power plants. Each state is required to meet specific reductions based on its energy consumption. West Virginia's attorney general is leading more than two dozen states challenging the rule. Pennsylvania is not part of the lawsuit, and Governor Tom Wolf said he would like the state to develop a plan. Reporter Emily Holden of E&E's Climate Wire was in the courtroom. Emily, what's the crux of the argument being made in court by West Virginia and others against the Clean Power Plan?
The arguments really were focusing on this question of what exactly EPA is regulating. So EPA set these individual state standards, and the challengers are arguing that in doing that, EPA looked at the overall power system and said, well, it looks like we could have more natural gas, more renewable power, and less coal. And in doing that, there's this idea of a sort of trading system where these coal companies, they could buy credits to keep their plants online. And the challengers are saying that that's really not fair, that EPA should only be able to regulate coal plants specifically, that they shouldn't be able to spur these changes in the broader power sector.
What about the states and the health and environmental groups that are defending the rule? What's their argument?
They say that EPA really was trying to make this regulation more flexible and more affordable and follow this trend that's already happening in the power sector. A lot of utilities have already been pushing toward cleaner fuels, and they say that this would just accelerate that shift, that it wouldn't really be a transformative change in the industry. And they also really touted the health benefits and the climate benefits from this. The Obama administration has said that this is very important to international negotiations, to getting other countries to agree to reduce their greenhouse gas emissions as well.
Thanks, Emily.
Thank you.
Emily Holden is a reporter with E&E's Climate Wire. There's more from our interview at AlleghenyFront.org. Plastic pollution is all around us, from grocery bags that aren't properly recycled to islands of plastic floating in the oceans. But new technology demonstrated at a recent Green Products Expo in Pittsburgh is getting people to think differently about plastic's life cycle.
So what we got here is a mobile plastic recycling installation. We call it the Perpetual Plastic Project.
Bart Bleierveld is an industrial designer from the Netherlands. He drops an ordinary plastic cup, the kind you'd use at a party and toss out, into a shredder with a manual crank.
And by turning, you break the cup down into small pieces.
The confetti-sized pieces then go through the extruder, a machine that heats the plastic to 200 degrees and pumps the warm goo through a small hole.
It's a bit like a toothpaste.
The end product is plastic wire that's the ink for 3D printers. Bleierveld's company, Better Future Factory, uses an industrial-scale version of this model to make printer ink from old car dashboards and refrigerators. Bleierveld says plastic was never designed to be thrown away.
If you recycle it into new products, and recycle it into new products, and recycle it into new products, you can actually use the strength of having a long lifetime as a benefit instead of a problem.
Whatever is whipped up on the 3D printer can go right back into the shredder and become something else. There's a video of the Perpetual Plastic Project machine in action. That's at our website, AlleghenyFront.org. And that's the Allegheny Front Environment Update. I'm Carol Holsapple.